Off the ball rugby.
I was a halfback at high school purely because of my size. The only place they could put me in the team as we had at high school was as a halfback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
No, they'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy it. Mentally, it takes a lot out of us. So it's the next few days about switching off completely, enjoying themselves, and then when we're back, we're back on it.
All right. Well done tonight.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley speaking to Nathan Murphy after last night's 2-1 win over the New Saints. I did enjoy Kenny Cunningham on duty last night. Kenny referred to them as the Old Saints. And I thought, you know, that was quite a lineup as well. But our colleague Aisling O'Reilly was on duty as well. And I thought, did I hear that right? Did he say the Old Saints? And I could tell by her smirk that, yeah. He definitely did. But yeah, really big win for Rovers. And at the time of the interview, you heard Nathan say they were third. So they're seventh. They're in the top eight, which is obviously the automatic qualification after three games, three to go. Obviously, Chelsea are top after that 8-0 win over FC Noah last night. So Rovers and Chelsea in the final game, that's the 19th of December. That was always the game that stood out. But I think when we saw these fixtures, we thought, Rovers have a really good chance here to qualify.
Yeah.
And they've delivered. And how important was it to deliver, given what happened last Friday?
Yeah, like I think there was expectation that they were going to win these two last games against Larne and the All Saints. Mm. But to get a point in the first game was the huge bonus that no one saw coming. And now the conversation turns to like, what can they do with Johnny Kenny? Can they keep him? Like, and as Stephen mentioned there with Nathan, like that, this is on Celtic, like this is a Celtic's call, but it seems to hint that they would love to sign him permanently, because he just makes a monumental difference, doesn't he? And at the same time, like, how good is Dylan Watts? Like, one thing we didn't touch on the top of the show was his run in the second half. It was like you watch highlights of George Best back in the day, and that's what it was like. It was like dropping the shoulder right and left, not losing momentum either time, but like the nutmeg on the defender that was front facing him was so beautiful. Like, and you don't really see at such an obviously brilliant nutmeg at that level of the game, is like defenders can usually read what a player's going to do, but Watts shapes up to take a curling shot that most players would take, but then to do what he did and then to not finish it, like, is,
and the keeper,
it's disappointing.
Keeper was gone already,
because that goal would have gone around Europe had he put it in, like.
Yeah, but it's great to see when you watch a player that's like just on fire at the moment, and that's what he is. Like, you know, he took a couple of shots from long distance last night, and you know, earlier in the season, you would have thought, like, wrong option. But the guy has scored so many good goals in the last few weeks, you think he's perfectly entitled to a crack from 30 yards.
Yeah.
But his finish was excellent. I mean, a few minutes before that goal, there was a ball in that caused trouble as well. But the Johnny Kenny goal was just lovely.
Stellar.
Yeah.
Very interesting point now at his career as well, where, like, you probably won't go back and play for Celtic, realistically. I don't know if there's too big a jump. But it is interesting if you come back. I often wonder about that. Like, you'd wonder, are you kind of accepting then that's your lot, or you kind of come back, regroup, go again? Because he probably has ambitions, all due respect, I suppose, to Shamrock Rovers, to play beyond that. But then I'd say there's an extra thrill coming. You're not going to go to many clubs where you're going to be playing, assumedly, for knockout European football.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, it's very tough. I don't know. But I'd be very interested to see what he does. He's still obviously very young. And these things take time, because if he continues in that trajectory, and I suppose it'll be interesting. It's very tough for those kind of players in that sort of, in that particular pocket.
Yeah.
What you do next.
Yeah. Isn't it insane that Shamrock Rovers didn't win the league? They had Graham Burke and Jack Byrne on the bench.
Yes. It's I think it kind of really just shows like what an incredible achievement it was for Shelburne to win the league.
Like,
they took full advantage that...
Yeah, it did require Rovers underperforming, but still had to do it.
I mean, because if you're Shelburne and you don't take advantage, then, you know, you're left with that regret. Because you would imagine Shamrock Rovers are going to be better next season.
I do, yeah.
St. Pat's, obviously, Shelburne will be better.
Yeah.
I think that...
Presumably.
You know, Damien Duff's probably already thinking about what players can I add to the squad. It's a lot easier to add players to a title winning squad when you're sitting down with
Oh, you'd reckon so. Like, it will be very interesting. There's a kind of worst case scenario almost where if Shamrock Rovers get back into gear in a big way. But it's very hard to see Pats not kind of matching them for most of the season. And if they certainly, you know, just what Stephen Kenny's shown so far. And as well, you'd wonder about Derry, like, it, kind of again.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'll get to Derry in a while because obviously Sunday is massive for them.
Yeah.
We've got Keith Tracy on standby for that. We'll go through some of the papers. Obviously, naturally enough, there is plenty of reflection there. We have Doris denies there's any bad blood with the All Blacks. Arna captain Caelan Doris, obviously, there has been a lot of talk of Sexton and Ioane and the comments from that. We believe Johnny Sexton won't be at the game tonight.
That's right, he's watching from home.
He'll be watching from home, because if he was there, it'd be Johnny Sexton camp.
Yeah, I mean, the camera operator now is a bit disappointed today hearing that news.
But I tell you, they'll still have a look for him. He could be there.
Yeah, well, you never know, yeah. But like, I think a lot of these players get pestered big time at these games. Like, so it wouldn't just be that. I'd say it's Sexton's own personal choice that he wouldn't be able to watch the game properly, like, because everyone would be going up to him. And like, and then he'd be annoyed because the camera is panning to him every time between the two players. But like, no, I'd say like, there won't be the same level of spice because the fact that Sexton isn't there, like, he was such a fiery character on the pitch. And save for Peter O'Mahony, there probably isn't anyone else in the Irish setup that is like that outwardly, unless something actually happens to them.
Yeah. There's Hoops are dreaming of big time after Euro windfall hits 5 million. So €400,000 for each win. So it just shows like the big money that you can earn. That's why they all want to be in Europe. The advantage Shamrock Rovers have had this season is they went through the champions route, which they won't next season. Pats almost pulled it off. Yeah. Pats obviously got to the final qualifying round, the playoff round of the Conference League.
That's a good point.
So that's how tough it is to get in. Like the champions draw definitely makes it that bit easier. So
yeah,
Rovers will have their work cut out next season to try and replicate group stage football. And there's a picture there of Ahmad Diallo. Diallo dazzles under bright lights of Old Trafford. First half was dreadful, but he was the real bright spark last night, Diallo.
Yeah, he was. Throughout the game, in fairness to him, because he had other opportunities too, and he probably should have had a penalty in the first half where he was kicked in the shin and the ref gave a corner. But like I said at the start, like, Pauk had one gilt-edge opportunity that they missed.
In the second half?
Yeah, it was similar to Havertz's chance for Arsenal against Inter the night before, but it was clearer, basically.
Without the block.
Yeah, without the block, exactly.
Yeah,
it felt to him the same way.
Do you know what happened in that situation?
The half volley then just tipped over by Onana.
In that situation, with the half volley, there was actually a ball in. There was a player available on the right.
There was, but he was right to take it on.
But yeah. the other chance, sometimes you just actually cannot believe you have that much time.
Yeah, I think...
you're just thinking...
I'd say it had been a sleepless night for him, like, afterwards, because he would replay the fact, why... did I rush it?
Yeah.
And you know, is it better to rush a chance and miss it or to take too much time and miss it?
Well, if you don't get the shot away, that's criminal. Like, that's the one that actually annoys me more.
But at halftime, I was getting messages like, Amorim can't start soon enough, like, get him in tomorrow morning, because it was the same
that's
old...
That's the message I sent.
Yeah, well, you were one of three or four people to send the same thing. Like, it was exactly the same
when can messages. Ruben start? Yeah. Back of the Herald, Super Hoops hit €5 million mark. That's... And Stephen Bradley delighted as Rovers put league heartbreak behind them. And he talked in the build-up about the beauty of having a game so soon after last Friday. And like, don't forget, they won last Friday, but obviously they didn't win the league. Hamir, we have to win against stronger teams. That's Hamir Hogrimson admits that his Ireland side, currently ranked at a 10-year low in the FIFA World Rankings, need to learn how to win against higher-ranked nations if they want to qualify for the 2026 World Cup. I mean, I'd be happy enough... if we could start that at Wembley, it'd be a good one.
Sure, yeah. If that's a straightforward, yeah, that's great advice.
The news of Chiodoza Agbene is so heartbreaking, and I'd slightly worry for Agbene because an Achilles and pace it often affects the latter big time, and it is his biggest attribute. Like,
well, if he was a top trump, his highest score is in pace.
Definitely,
you remember top,
and
trump,
it's such a long time away. Not just thinking of the election.
Sorry.
And then like Jamie McGrath missing too, because he's done so well for Aberdeen this season. No Jack Taylor. So there's a few kind of like... Oh,
even Robbie Brady.
Robbie Brady had such a good camp the last time. Like, he was probably the best player over both games, particularly the second half against Finland. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then Matt Doherty continues to be omitted, but Hargrimson's not ruling out a return, but I can't see that happening.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to see if Matt Doherty does another interview. But at that time, we'll see how that works. This is the back of the Irish Daily Mail. As big as it gets, that skipper Doris ready for epic All Black clash. More on tonight's big game at the Aviva Stadium. Hallgrimsson puts full focus on Finland clash. That's the first game. Obviously, we avoid defeat and then we're guaranteed that playoff against a team in League C. Finland win, then it starts getting messy. But Finland haven't won a game yet. There's the picture there of Dylan Watts, the man of the moment. Rovers are on a roll. That's Dylan Watts after scoring the goal that put Rovers 2-1 up, and that's how it finished. That's the back of the Mail. Be interesting to see what... Dylan Watts is a player that obviously went to Leicester. Didn't get his game time, came back. So, you know, time is on his side if he wanted to...
Interesting. It'll be interesting how it changes in terms of players not going somewhere beyond England, because obviously in a situation like that, like, you're opened up to far more eyes, and, you know, it's an odd, I suppose, scenario that Shamrock Rovers having to lend so many teams from the British Isles.
Yeah.
But like, you are inevitably, and then it's kind of, I suppose, whether you want that life or not, but it's...
And then the other part of the conversation is we have to make it an option that players can stay here.
Well, that's the ideal, yeah. That'd be unbelievable.
Because you could go somewhere else and you think, they're a better team, but the environment mightn't suit you.
But it's so interesting what you've said about the Champions route being so preferable, that I imagine, just the league structure and everything being what it is, it'll be incredibly hard to get into the Conference League and go through those first, I suppose, three or four games that you have to play, and the rest of the qualifying games, while trying to win the league. If you want to have the same advantages the following season, or else, you know, it could be, which could be great. That could be kind of like rising tide, like all ships.
But yeah, no, it's a strange one as well. Because I remember with St. Pat's, I think back to, I was at the game when they lost to Dundalk in Richmond Park. It was June bank holiday. And there was a real sense that Stephen Kenny wasn't in the job that long.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, they were kind of short in numbers, and they had the European campaign coming up. But you were looking at their league position going, maybe this European campaign isn't what they need, but it was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
They started winning games in Europe, they kicked on, and then look how they finished the league.
It's just going to be very interesting to see how teams manage it, because it is like, it's now, if it's going to go that way, when you win the league, you're effectively looking at, with these extra games, you're looking at it, it's not quite a 12-month season, but it's you're effectively still managing 11 months from about March to February the following year, January, February, of games you prospectively will be playing, which is incredible. Because I presume it'll not slow things down, but like, I see even Sligo Rovers making signings yesterday, for instance. And I just wonder now, from Stephen Bradley's point of view, when he's still planning for these remaining three games, it's just like how it impacts your preparation. You know, where are you getting the time? There's extra time. So I don't know, whether you take less holidays, but... It's a very interesting dynamic how teams will manage it, because all of a sudden it's a far longer season.
Well, yeah, Rovers have two friendlies against HJK from Helsinki before their next game.
So they have those. But they have to. Yeah, they have to keep themselves ticking over.
So that, I think their holidays are now. Like, Stephen Bradley's going away now, and so are his players for a few days, and they'll come back. But he has to spread it out, because it's going to be way too intense over too prolonged a period. They won't have anything left by the time the games come around. The Rapid Vienna and Chelsea games, you'd fear from them, like, big time. But it's the other one against the Bosnian crowd.
Nice problems to have, though.
Great that they're here, because it's that extra point that they got in the first game that I don't think
massive.
They expected that.
Dylan Watts again. But back of the Irish Sun, fall or nothing. Bundyaki went for a tumble during a team photo, but Caelan Doris knows Ireland won't slip up tonight. Did he fall or was he pushed, Bundyaki? Team photo. Boss still calling him his skipper, and that's Hamir Hallgrimsson talking about Nathan Collins. Obviously, Seamus Coleman is back in the squad, so you'd imagine if he starts, he is the captain. Well, he will be the captain.
What about Shane Duffy back? Did you see that coming? I thought Shane Duffy's Aaron Davis were over, but he's done very well for Narra Tree.
I think
a few games ago.
The nature of our squad, I don't think anyone's international career is done and dusted. I don't think we're in that position that we can retire people.
I know, but we have like near endless centre half options, but like you can't discard Bumpy, like the one all master himself. Like,
well, we need him. We'll need him when we need that equaliser with 5 minutes to go. Ahmad's world as he hits two. That's Ahmad Diallo's double for Manchester United. These players have created history. That's Stephen Bradley. Knows Shamrock Rovers at 97%. I'm not sure about the figures there, but 97% of the way there. He insists they cannot stop now. And remember, they're in the top seven at the moment. That's their 2-1 win over TNS